White, Adelaide, South Australia.
November 16th, 1892. Dear Willie, I received the additional letters of American mail yesterday on our way to Sister Allen's, where a company of sisters met to visit, converse, and pray together. We had a very good meeting, but this must end these appointments, for they are altogether too taxing to me. There is, on nearly every occasion, a deaf woman placed beside me, and I have to shout out my words in order to make her hear, and altogether it draws too severely upon my strength. I read portions of the letters from Brother Olson and Dr. Kellogg to those assembled. It was a feast of fat things. I hope you read all these letters, and if you did, you would appreciate them, knowing the hard time we had 1 year ago to set things in order in that Lansing camp meeting. I'm glad Brother Evans is not a failure. I'm glad Elder Olson is blessed of the Lord. I am so thankful for the letter from Frank Belden. May the good work go on, and we see the salvation of God is my prayer. We want the Lord to manifest his Spirit in our midst here in Adelaide. All through last Sabbath, the Lord helped me in a special manner. I have full faith that we will see Brother and Sister Holland fully established on the solid rock before we leave this place. If they are consecrated to God and will put their faculties to work, we will have more solid, well-balanced minds and executive ability in the church in Adelaide than we have yet had. Now, in regard to Eldridge, if he cannot live on $25 per week, let him go where he can get more. If he was a man of consecrated ability, a man who loved and feared the Lord, I would feel differently. He is a businessman and a hard-spirited man when he takes the bit in his mouth. Oh, has not the Lord better material than such men to stand in responsible positions? I think we had better pray for men who have consecrated ability, who are not so filled with self-esteem and self-importance that the Lord can do little for them. Such a dearth of workers of the right order. But the work is the Lord's, and he will stand, he does stand, at the helm. He will work, and none can let or hinder him. I'm so glad to read Dr. Kellogg's letters. The Lord is working with him. Let the Lord work upon the minds of these managers, and we shall see a great work done. I am burdened over Edson's case. I do not feel just clear about it, and I am worried and perplexed, but do not see any way to relieve the situation. It is so fixed that whichever course you may take, you will wish you had taken the opposite one. I am glad to report I am gaining in strength, and I have less pain. I can walk so much better, almost actively at times. But my limbs are still weak, and I have to be very careful how I move. The spring seat is a success, and I can ride comfortably a certain length of time. But to go beyond a certain limit gets me so nervous. I am a great sufferer. But it appears now that I can go to New Zealand if I do not get worse. I am perspiring freely. It is warm and pleasant here, and I enjoy the atmosphere. Yet when the time comes to leave, I am all ready to go, believing the Lord will sustain me if he has a work for me to do elsewhere. I consider Adelaide a very important place, and when I read Elder Curtis's article in the paper, I thought, the poor man is deceived in his work here. Mother, we are all getting along harmoniously. Emily, May, and I go to the beach today. I want to be out most of the day. It is cloudy and favorable in that respect. The weather is getting quite warm, and today is sultry. We thought we could not have a more favorable opportunity. I have written 6 pages this morning. Mother.